Facebook, Google and Twitter will have to report to the federal government through a new task force, and the threat of a jail for top executives remains on the cards in the wake of the Christchurch terrorist attack. Prime Minister Scott Morrison hauled the social media giants to a meeting in Brisbane yesterday to hear how they would strengthen their policies to prevent and remove extremist content. Attorney General Christian Porter singled out Facebook for failing to step up.
This was an opportunity to dissuade the government from a view that legislation may be needed to deal with that emergent issue. And I must say that as an effort to discourage us from that view, this was thoroughly underwhelming. Different platforms may take different approaches to try and prevent the live streaming of serious criminal offending, but there was unfortunately nothing in that room that would discourage the government from looking at a legislative solution to try and ensure that much, much quicker action is taken when a live stream involves the relaying of serious criminal offending.
That's Attorney General Christian Porter speaking yesterday. Well, John Edwards is New Zealand's Privacy Commissioner. He's been scathing in his criticism of Facebook since the attack. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Morning, Cathy.
Now, it's been nearly 2 weeks since 50 people were killed in Christchurch. You've called out Facebook for refusing to engage with you, saying to the social media giant, your silence is an insult to our grief. Have you heard anything from them since your tweet on Friday that they're ghosting you?
Since I sent that message, which was a response to a, I thought, a callous notification of a further privacy breach that didn't acknowledge the terrible incidents in Christchurch. I've had a personal response, one which said that they didn't mean to be insensitive, that they are grieving with us, but no adequate corporate response, I think, Cathy, and that's the real thing. I mean, why, how did this happen? How can they offer a live streaming service without knowing it's safe? How do we know that that couldn't happen in Sydney or Adelaide or Auckland or anywhere else today? That's the kind of assurance we need. And if they can't give us that, then they turn it off.
Well, it certainly doesn't seem to be any assurances coming out of yesterday's meeting in Brisbane. Facebook said that it's committed to working with leaders and communities in New Zealand, Australia and other countries to help counter hate speech and the threat of terrorism. Do you see Facebook showing any willingness at all to make changes to its live streaming service?
I've not seen anything to indicate that. And that, I think, is the sort of most pressing element of concern out of the Christchurch. The other matters engage a wider issue that we're going to need to address as societies, and that is, to what extent should we be able to hold these platforms accountable for the content that gets posted on them? I mean, the regulatory model in most Western democracies under which these platforms operate is based on very old technology. It's based on the postal service, that, you know, they should no more be accountable for the content that they have on their sites than the postman is for something that he pops through your letterbox. Now, that's just no longer tenable. Their algorithms collate and aggregate and direct. They are really active in the space of directing you to content that they think will be consistent with your worldview.
Well, certainly the Australian government is suggesting that it will legislate to try to make Facebook or social media giants criminally accountable for these kind of publications. Is New Zealand watching where Australia is going with this?
I'm sure that members of government are watching very, very closely. And in fact, this has been part of the conversation here since our Prime Minister raised it on, you know, within 48 hours of the massacre. We've had other pressing matters to attend to, but this is going to emerge as one of the principal issues. And I think as much as I applaud the Australian government's prompt reaction here, this is going to need to be an international solution. We're dealing with these platforms that have an unprecedented social and economic power, and they operate in multiple jurisdictions, and they can trade one off against the other. So I think there is also an urgent need for an international response and a coordinated response.
Certainly last week our Prime Minister suggested that the matter needs to be dealt with through the G20. Is that where you see this matter best dealt with?
It's not really my area of expertise to define the best forum, but I mean, G20, if that's an appropriate and an imminent forum, then I'm sure it'll be on the agenda. There are many others. I mean, we have very close relationships with Australia, Canada, UK through the Five Eyes. That would be another opportunity to have that conversation. There'll be many, and I think this is going to be a dominant conversation in many international fora this year.
Certainly New Zealand, the chief censor last week rated the video and manifesto as objectionable, and that means that they're banned. Can you explain how that works?
Again, that's my colleague, the chief censor's role, but they are banned in New Zealand, but we you know, our laws seldom have extraterritorial effect. So if a person is found in possession of or is found to be distributing those materials, they now commit an offence and are liable to prosecution. So that's the effect of that classification. I mean, the classification process happened quite quickly in respect of the video. The chief censor acted promptly to probably take what most would consider the obvious step of ruling it unconditionally indecent.
This morning I'm speaking to John Edwards. He's the New Zealand Privacy Commissioner. John, last week on the program we heard from the former Managing Director of Facebook in Australia and New Zealand, Stephen Sheila. Here's what he had to say.
This should not have occurred. And I think we need not only assurances from the platforms it won't happen again, but I think I sat on boards myself. If somebody was killed in the business that I was running and I was responsible for the OH&S policies and standards of that business, I could be liable. It focuses the mind, and I think there needs to be that type of liability.
So he's there talking about liability, something that Australia is now looking at. Is that something that you expect New Zealand would want to follow?
Well, I'm very pleased to hear those comments, and I don't think that we've heard those here. But yes, I think that we will be looking at that. I mean, somebody pointed out the other day, Kathy, that if you slung a camera on your shoulder and followed that shooter as he went on his rampage and broadcast that, you would be liable for prosecution for accessory to murder. It's not a million miles from that to enable that without adequate tools to provide for it to be reported, sidelined, you know, to have algorithms to detect that the activity that was going on and to divert it for human moderation and to suspend it. And if they can't do that now, then they should shut down that service until they can.
And as Privacy Commissioner, I understand that you approach Facebook to provide police with information about those who shared that content. What kind of response did you get?
Well, I didn't approach Facebook. That was a comment I made in a media interview in the early days of the after the incident. And, you know, I said these people are committing an offence. After the chief censor had ruled that objectionable, it was an offence to share that material. And so I simply said, you know, if these platforms are going to be responsible, then they should cooperate with the police who are investigating this and propagating that kind of material and perpetuating an ongoing and deeply offensive indignity to the families and victims.
John Edwards, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
That's New Zealand's Privacy Commissioner, John Edwards.